Gary Simpson is the chief financial officer for the city of Marquette, coming in to talk about what's going on at the meeting. And the meeting is coming up Monday evening, 7 o'clock, commission chambers at City Hall in Marquette. Fairly standard part of the start of the agenda is boards and committees, but there is a public hearing at the meeting. Actually, there's a couple of them to be discussed. And what are the points that will be talked about at the in these public hearings that people can come in and voice their opinions on?
Yes, the first public hearing is on a form-based code. It's a planning and zoning change for the Founders Landing area. So that's always exciting to see the development going on there. And this is mostly dealing with parking setbacks, I believe.
Okay.
But still a very important endeavor. And the second public hearing is on to consider vacation of a portion of Craig Street out near the Women's Center.
Okay.
And
they're looking to do a project there or something? Or
I believe so. I don't have the specific details, yeah. But we've been asked to vacate that so that
that could be done.
Some good stuff can be done.
Well, those are public hearings. You want people to come out and voice their opinions. So, of course, I encourage you to do that. Then followed on the agenda with that is our presentations. And there's always a chance to hear from some of the groups and things going on in the Marquette area. And a couple of them in particular is hearing about AmeriCorps and also the newly formed Chamber of Commerce for Marquette that people will be able to hear from.
Yes, we have those two, and we also have it's going to be an economic development presentation by the city manager. The city does have a lot of economic development endeavors going on, and he's just going to demonstrate how it's all tying in together into one cohesive plan, and hopefully we can start building the tax base for the city of Marquette.
As we move along into the sort of the consent agenda portion, which is a lot of the business portion, a lot of standard things in there, but you do want to make sure that people know that there's a couple of public hearings being set that are going to be talking about some pretty commonly known things that have been in the news of late, and those two public hearings have to deal with what?
To set the first public hearing, this is just to set the date for the public hearing. It's not to hold the actual
schedule.
Public hearing.
Right.
But one is for a non-smoking ordinance for Presque Isle Park, and the other is, it's called a mobile food vending ordinance, but it's basically dealing with the food trucks and food carts, ordinance.
And again, this is the portion of the meeting where you will schedule the date for that, and then you'll have the upcoming public hearings. But we always talk about this with the city staff, is that, you know, these are the opportunities for people to come out and voice their opinions to the commission.
Correct.
And that is kind of an important message to leave with them, to pay attention to these dates and come out, right?
Exactly, Walt. We do appreciate the citizens that do take the time to come out, or if you can't physically be there, please send a letter to the city clerk and that will be read into the record. We do value citizens' input, and it does mean a lot to city staff as to how we move forward with these things, and I know the city commission enjoys hearing from its citizens as well. And speaking of citizen involvement, we always have a number of openings on boards and commissions, and we're always looking for people to spend time, and a lot of them, it's not even a huge time commitment, but we do need people to help the city in making some of these plans. And
well, actually, that ties into something that is on the tail end of the agenda here under new business, is a committee recruiting subcommittee report, which I know has to do with getting people to do exactly what you're talking about.
Correct. Kind of the internal joke is there was a committee to look at committees. Yeah. So that was that's always a little bit, maybe a TV show somewhere, a sitcom. But yeah, there is a report that we're expecting that the city commission did set a subcommittee to look at how these things will operate. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll make things a little more smoother.
Possibly streamline the process.
Correct.
Or make it easier to get involved. Also on the agenda, the tail end of it here, is to talk about, under new business, the Lakeshore Boulevard temporary opening cost assessment. This is looking at the numbers now to possibly get that portion of Lakeshore Boulevard that people would like to see open soon.
Correct. We have listened to the citizens, and staff is recommending it's more of a temporary erosion control measure. To get that stretch of road open, we're going to request from the city commission to allocate up to $45,000 for the temporary allocation. We're still seeking federal funding to get it open.
Right.
So that's why we're taking a temporary measure at this time, because if we start doing something permanent, that's going to disqualify us from the federal funding.
I see. So it's all part of the convoluted process, because I know that what you want to do is you want to do it right. You want to do it properly so it lasts, so you don't have it happen again, really.
Correct.
Which is just the bad weather doing it to it.
Yeah. And there are some safety concerns out there. That's why it's not currently open. But we're thinking, we also had some environmental people come out and look at it, and we've incorporated their suggestions, and that's how we came up with the $45,000.
Well, Gary Simpson joins us this morning. He is the chief financial officer for the city of Marquette, in to talk about what's on the agenda for the meeting of the Marquette City Commission coming up at 7 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. Gary, thanks for taking the time to come in. I know it's kind of like going down, you know, down the list. Who gets the short straw when Bill's gone? But
Well, you got the scrub team today.
But you did fine. You did
a great job.
It was very good.
It's always a pleasure to visit with Walt and Mike.